All right. How many of you have ever messed up? How many of you have ever had a bad day? All right. What does Jesus think of whenever we have an epic failure? What does he do with our epic failures? That's what we're going to talk about today. So, so things don't always go as we planned them. How many of you have ever gone to work and had the worst possible day of work of your life and thought, there's no way I'm coming back here today? This is Dave. I don't know how many of you know who he is. We actually joined two youth groups together. He's from Paramount BIC. He's the youth pastor there. And this is how we do our lessons on Wednesday nights. We tag team it. So you're going to be seeing some of him today also. So if you don't know him, this is Dave. Everybody say hi, Dave.
Hello, everybody. We all fail sometimes, don't we? We all make mistakes. How many of you have ever had a failure so big you thought you couldn't come back from it? Thought, I don't know if I can go on past this point. I don't know what's in store for me in the future. I really made a big mistake. What are your stories? How many of you'd like to share something that you've done and you weren't sure if you could go on, or just something that you did and maybe it was just a stupid failure?
I work at Mikey's down there, and yesterday I was really, really tired. So I meant to ask them, what would you like, can I help you? And I asked them credit or debit. And they just burst out laughing, so they were forgiving, but yeah, so, yeah.
How many of you have heard of Peter? Peter had a bad day.
Luke 22:31-34. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me.
I'd like to point out here that this story began with Jesus approaching Simon Peter and saying, you're going to fail. How many of you would like that if Jesus came to you one day and said, you're going to mess up, it's going to be awful, but I'm praying for you? Jesus said, Simon Peter, I'm praying for you that when you fail, when you make this mistake, you will go on and you'll make it right. You'll continue on. That's what's important here.
Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him, but he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said.
You know, this story takes place just hours after Jesus came to Peter and said, you're going to fail. Peter was determined, I'm not going to make this mistake. I'm not going to. Lord, I'll go with you anywhere. Lord, I'm your man. I'm going to stand up for you. And he did. Actually, when the mob came to take Jesus away, Peter drew a sword and he cut a man's ear off. But Jesus said, that's not my plan. That's not what I have planned here. And he healed the man. Many times, how many of you have said, Jesus, I'm your man. I'm going to stand up for you no matter what. I'm going to live for you. No matter what. We come to Jesus with boldness and we say, God, I'm committed. I love you, Lord. I'm committed. Anyone here today? I love you, Lord. I'm committed to you. But sometimes something happens and we fail and we make mistakes. And this happened here. Peter denied Christ. He got scared.
A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
As any of us would. He wept bitterly. He realized that he had failed. He'd made a huge mistake. just hours before, he said, Lord, I'll go with you anywhere. I'm going to stand up with you. I'm your man. And then he denied Christ. He got scared. He turned away. Peter was devastated at his failure, as any of us would be. Was this the end for Peter? Could he go on past this? Could he get past this, or had he failed the test? Was this the test that he had to pass in order to live for Jesus? He had failed. How does Jesus view our failures?
Jesus doesn't view our failures as the end for us. He sees them as opportunities. He tells us to move on from them. Don't give up. I have a plan for you. You have no idea what you're capable of, but I do.
John 21:15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all these things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
Jesus told Peter what he needed to hear to give him confidence so he could go on. He had a plan for Peter, and Peter had no idea what stood in front of him. But Jesus told him, you know, you failed. I understand that. That's fine. I forgive you. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and keep going. Go feed my sheep. So what did he mean by go feed his sheep? All throughout the world, there's people who have not yet heard about Jesus. And a lot of people think that by feed my sheep, he means go be a missionary. There's people right next door to you. There's people in your neighborhoods. There's people all around the United States that don't know who Jesus is. Okay? You don't have to go and be called to Africa or be called to Zimbabwe or wherever. You can go in the United States. This is the second largest Latino-speaking country in the world. There's more Jews in New York than there is in parts of Israel. Okay? Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Okay? Go and find someone who's hurting, who needs to hear about God in your neighborhood, at your work, at your school, wherever, and tell them about the love of Christ and that he has a plan for them.
You know, Peter's focus shifted from his failure to the reality of his love for Jesus and the mission ahead. Jesus has a mission for us, and what we need to do is pick ourselves up from this failure, stop focusing on the mistake we made, and focus instead on our love for the Lord. Peter determined that his love for Jesus was greater than his fear of persecution when Jesus said, this is what's going to happen to you, Peter. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to have difficult times. Someone's going to take you when you're older, and they're going to lead you to a place you don't want to go. It's going to hurt. How many of you know that when we serve the Lord, sometimes it's not easy? It's difficult. We're going to have difficult times. Jesus was saying this is going to happen. But focus on your love. Focus on your mission, not on your fears. Peter's focus was shifted to his love for the Lord and his commitment to Jesus. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me, Peter? What if Jesus were asking you the same thing today? What would you say? He says, do you love Jesus today? You know, I don't think he was asking Peter, "Peter, do you feel really good about me right now?" He's not asking us that. He's not saying, "Do you feel really good about..." How many of you feel really good about Jesus this morning? But that's not what he's asking. He's saying, "Do you love me?" The Bible says that love, we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need to lift him up above everything else in our lives. Do you love Jesus here in this place? Will you love him the same when you leave this place tonight, tomorrow, at work, wherever you may go? Are you loving Jesus the way that you're lifting him up above everything else in your life? Are you serving God first, no matter what the consequence? Focusing on your love for him rather than your fear of whatever may happen. That's what he requires of us. That's what he asks of us. "Do you love me?" he says.
Peter went out and he fed Jesus' sheep. He reached a lot of people. He became a pioneer for the early church. He shifted his focus so much that when it came time for his persecution and he was about to be crucified, he begged them, "Please, crucify me upside down because I am not worthy of being crucified the way my Lord was." That's how much he shifted his focus. He wasn't worthy enough to die the same way his Savior did. So the question is, are you guys able to shift your focus enough to love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength? Are you able to focus yourself enough to love the Lord to be a freak for Jesus? Because that's the way people viewed him. So much so that he was persecuted and was crucified upside down. You know, he didn't give up because he made a mistake. He kept going. He kept on keeping on. And the way that baseball player did, he turned his epic fail into an awesome reality for Christ. And that's what each and every one of you need to do, because God has a plan for you and he knows your potential. And he loves each and every one of you the same way he loved Peter. So each of you, I challenge you to reach down deep inside and find out how much of an awesome reality you can be for the kingdom of God. Thank you, guys.